Max.
Nick.
It's off to F&M.
Today we have a guest.
Sure. Now I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, always. Paranoid, looking over my back. It's like a whirlwind inside of my head. It's like I can't stop what I'm hearing within. It's like the face inside is right beneath my skin. I know what they're facing me. Points out on my stick. All right, back to the podcast.
Yeah.
What's new?
Absolutely nothing. For being a holiday week, it has been long and boring.
Nick, how's your holiday week?
Not exactly great, but not exactly bad.
Yeah, this would be.
But I got my watermelon, though.
Oh. So, Sunday, I forgot to tell you when you came up. No, it was Monday on Labor Day. They spoiled the new Chandra.
Yeah. Should I bring it up?
I mean, I
think I remember what it does.
Go ahead.
All right, it's a four mana, double red.
Well, two colorless, two red.
Yeah, two colorless, two red. Plus one, exile the top card of your library. You may cast it, or you may deal two damage.
Okay,
that's one. Then the other one is that we got another plus one. Add two red mana to your mana pool.
Okay.
Her minus four is deal four damage to target creature. And her minus seven is gain an emblem and deal five damage to your creature or player for every card cast spell you cast.
Every instant or sorcery.
Instant or sorcery. It was a spell you cast.
No, it's not a spell because it's not going to trigger for creatures.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, another four ability, four drop planeswalker.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Well, it's... Again, you still can't even compare it to Jace. A lot of people have been saying that. Like, once you compare it to Jace, it's a horrible card.
Yes. Jace the Mind Sculptor is still the best four drop planeswalker ever.
But
he can actually win you the game.
But for a new Chandra, I think it fits. I think it works.
Well, flavorfully, with what's happening that we know of on Kaladesh and all that, I think it's an amazing card. But it just doesn't win you the game. You have to have other cards for it to actually be the best. And then we also got the new Nissa.
Yeah. That one I'm going to have to bring up.
Yeah, that one I don't remember.
I'm going to have to bring that one up. Oh, wait, no. I know her plus one, and it's untap a land. It becomes a 5/5 elemental or something. Yeah. I'm going to bring it up.
But we're supposed to get two more planeswalkers for Kaladesh.
Really? Two more? I thought it was only one more.
Nope, there's four in the first Kaladesh set.
Alright then, well, let's bring it up.
Because one of them has been hinted at being Tezzeret.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are thinking and speculating that he's going to be in the next set. With Nicol Bolas.
No, he'll be here, because he's an agent of Nicol Bolas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to lead the Jastis League to Nicol Bolas.
Yes, Nick, the Jastis League.
Do you know that reference?
No.
The Gatewatch?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's the Jastis League. Either that or the Power Rangers.
Jastis League, that's awesome.
It's what it is. Where Jace goes, the rest follow. I hate how they're shoving them down our throat for pretty much four blocks in a row.
All right, finally got up Nissa the Vital Force. Three colorless, double green, plus one untapped target land you control, and until your next turn, it becomes a 5/5.
Not bad.
So, cast for five, untap one of your five lands, and...
You have a 5/5 blocker.
Yep. Last to your next turn. Her minus one is return target permanent card from your graveyard to your hand, which
okay,
is
so regrowth.
Basic, kind of.
Minus one.
Yeah, basic minus one.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, her minus six, and she starts at five loyalty.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. I just don't remember the ability.
Her minus six is you can emblem whenever a land enters the battlefield under control, you may draw a card. So it's meh, but being that you can activate it...
The
next turn, yeah.
That's a half to answer.
Well, that is a half to answer, yes. Oh, another card that while I was looking, I found Campbell, the Council of Allocation.
Yes, the black-white 3-drop?
Yep.
Yeah, I figured you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna make a tiny leader!
It's not a tiny leader! It's
actually seems like a card that's going to go in my Kaya deck. My Black White Kaya deck. Whenever opponent... it's a legendary creature, human advisor, 2/3. Whenever an opponent casts a non-creature spell, that player loses 2 life and you gain 2 life.
And what's it, CMC?
3.
3 what? Colorless Black White.
It's colorless Black White, yeah.
Yes, so it's in your color, so you're going to use it as your Tiny Leader's Commander.
I'm not using my Tiny Leader's Commander. Not in Taysa. Taysa becomes a Tiny Leader Commander.
I'm giving you shit, jackass.
Oh, they actually released a vehicle that I like.
Which one?
It's the 3 mana.
Which, what's the name?
Oh, Cultivator's Caravan.
Okay, yeah.
3 mana, and you can tap and add 1 mana of any color you choose.
Mm-hmm, it's a mana rock, and then it can be crewed for 3?
Crew 3 for a 5/5. Mm-hmm. So this is the only vehicle that I like out of this set. Suppose there's also one that enters as a... As the creature, and then you can has haste. I don't remember the name. I'm not gonna look it up.
The Spythopter or something like that.
I'm not seeing it right now, so I'm not even gonna worry about looking for it. It's there. I don't really care for the set as much, so.
Okay. I don't see anything.
Yeah. But, so, this is a card that maybe as a backup for Storm, like or Tinfoil. No, in the deck. Storm, Tinfins. Tribalcher.
Against Storm decks.
No. Played in.
No! It's whenever opponent casts a spell.
No, not then the card. I'm bringing up another card. This is a card that can maybe go. This is
a different card.
Yeah,
okay.
A different card that can maybe go into one of those 3 decks.
In a Storm deck.
Has you happened to see Aetherflux Reservoir?
Yes, and it's not going to happen. It's too much mana. If it was a 2 or a 3 drop, maybe.
As a backup card, I don't think it's horrible.
No, there's no backup cards in Storm. The backup card is Empty the Warrens for $1 billion.
That's a fair point.
That's their backup, and it's better than, I'm going to try and gain life.
Well, it's not the factor of gaining life. It's more the fact of, you can cast a spell, and if you didn't go off that turn, you still have enough life to survive.
No. As a 5 drop, no, it's not going
to. It's a 4 drop.
Still too much.
Right then. Well, I think that's... Yeah, that's about it for the set. Of anything new that popped out. Yeah, you can feel free. I mean,
do you realize that the mic is on that thing, so don't drop it. Or eat food next to it. Or crinkle bags.
Never mind.
Hands the phone back.
Does he have a bedtime?
No.
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm 18.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Bob brought up was, is he 18? I'm like, yeah, why? He's like, because to make recordings, you have to have adult verification.
Well, adult permission. Yeah, I got nothing to talk about this week because I'm so tired.
No. Well, no, I ended up Monday when I brought him out to play some cards. I gave him the proxies for Bug in the Ice. So he's playing Bug in the Ice right now.
Yeah.
He got to play Bug in the Ice versus the Enchantress and burned it, eh?
And he must have died horribly to burn.
Actually, no, he won the first game against burn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You beat Lowe's when he was on burn?
Yeah.
Wow.
And how was this?
How was it? It was an experience.
Well, explain what you did to beat burn.
I don't really remember. My memory doesn't work in that area, but I flipped the thing in the ice.
Flipped two.
To flip two things in the ice.
Oh my god.
And scoop.
Guess what his life total was when he won the game?
12.
Nope. 4. It was a race.
Wow. With how non-basic heavy that deck is, I am really surprised you survived.
Yep. Well, the funny part was when you... Actually, no, sorry. He was at 8 life. Sorry.
Even more. How the hell is that happening? God, Lois is slipping.
Well, Chris... I think drew... one too many lands that game.
How many lands did he have?
I think he had 6 in the field. So
That's way too many.
Yeah, that's a little bit too many.
Way too freaking many.
Well, 6 to the 4. While he was able to flip the thing in the ices and leave a wasteland untapped. So if Chris had wanted to do the price of progress for 8, it would have been saved down to 4. So by that time, it was kind of an unlucky sign for
Bert. I don't know how Lowe's always freaking floods with Bert.
Well, it's also one of the things that Chris could have done was kill the thing in the ices.
But he's... No, he doesn't kill creatures. He kills you, and he doesn't understand. That's why I always beat him. He never kills my Deathrite Shaman, and that's what always saves me against him.
Yeah. Well, game 2, he had a Deathrite Shaman, but didn't have the green to gain the life. He was exactly at the life total where he could have changed the game by just having 2 more life.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
That was the thing that I tweeted, though, was a... Because it's damage in 3s, and we have all the counters at Lake Geneva games.
I haven't checked Twitter in 2 days, I think.
It's, I had stacks of counters 3 at a time, going green, 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 yellow, orange, red.
And then black. Oh, yeah, orange, red.
What?
Playing against Burn, his life total.
Oh, God.
Deal 3 damage, here's a green stack. Deal 3 damage, here's a green stack. Deal 3 damage, here's a green stack.
Yes, I get it,
Sure enough, it gets into the orange and red. He played one game of Enchantress and didn't really know what to do.
Did Enchantress beat him, or did he?
Enchantress won.
And Enchantress just destroyed me.
All you need to do is perfectly time your thing in the ice flip.
Well, yeah.
And that's
because,
what I wanted to tell you to do.
Because you can't... I mean, you can abrupt decay a couple of his enchantments if he doesn't have Sterling Grove. But you just wait to flip your guy until he has that big Enchantress and flip it.
Enchantress isn't the one that's big, it's the Emrakul.
Yeah, but, I mean, before he can, like, during your upkeep, I'll flip thing in the ice, bounce your Enchantress with all your enchantments.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, then the deck playing Wasteland, Sarah Sanctum becomes kind of not too good.
No, it's pointless.
No, and then he played against Tez, which then I was able to just get him on them, He drew too many lands, so I was able to get him with just a couple Mox Diamond Swings.
I should build up Miracles against him.
It's been a while since you've been on it. You might as well rebuild it.
Since before June. I've been sitting on Deathblade since June. That's what I swapped to at Columbus.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I've only lost once with Deathblade to Thing in the Ice.
Well, that was also with me playing it and with certain cards. That the deck didn't run 3 Abrupt Decays before. Well, it's got one in the side. It's not going heavy on Abrupt Decay on main board.
Abrupt Decay is the best removal spell in the format. It hits artifacts. It hits creatures. It hits enchantments. It can hit planeswalkers. It is the best
It can hit
removal.
Planeswalker.
Urs.
Which two?
It can hit Lily. It can hit Nissa.
Domrate.
Domrate. It gets played a little bit.
Dummy Ray is more of a modern card, though.
I mean, it can still hit it.
Well, yeah.
Especially, not to be mean, but with people playing budget, you can never go wrong starting a black-green deck with 4 Abrupt Decays.
That's fair. And I think right now, it's for removal, it's got 3 Abrupt Decays and 3 and 2 Toxic Deluge.
I mean, yeah, I know. Not enough.
No, trust me, I'm kind of expecting him to play a lot of games against Stoneblade tonight. Oh, Deathblade.
I mean, there's also Merfolk.
Yeah.
Let him play Belcher.
I will let him play against Belcher, but again, I'm just going to tell him, keep a Forcible in your hand.
Okay.
There are reasons why I put four of Force of Will in that deck for a counterspell, and Belcher is one of those decks.
What does Belcher do?
Goblin Char Belcher. It's 4 to cast, 3 to activate. Reveal cards off the top of your library until you reveal a land card. Deal X damage to target player or creature equal to the number of cards revealed.
Double if the
revealed land is a mountain, deal double the damage.
Oh, gosh.
The deck only plays one land.
Yeah. I mean, Force of Will doesn't also stop.
No, it doesn't get around empty the warrants. But that deck also runs both Things and Toxic Deluge to get rid of them.
Yeah, fucking Wednesday night, coming home in that rain. Oh my god. I was messed up. I was up in Waukesha when we got those heavy rains on Wednesday, Nick.
Oh. I was in Whitewater when that happened.
I watched a truck float away in front of me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, because I saw the water coming down, and he pulled up, and I just see his rear end float up and turn.
Wow.
Yep.
My eyes are as big as dinner plates right now.
And it's not because of your glasses. So not ready for fall.
Huh?
Honestly, fall is probably my favorite season because it's not too hot or too cold.
I'd rather have spring because it seems like the days are getting longer instead of getting shorter.
Yeah, because it is.
Because I hate when it's like 6 o'clock and the sun's down. Drives me nuts in the winter. It really started at the last job I worked at because we worked 8:30 to 5 Monday through Thursday.
Oh.
So it's 5 o'clock, I'm going out to start my car after work and it's pitch black already. Oh my god, this sucks. I get home at 6 o'clock, I got an hour with my daughter before we put her to bed, and then I have to go to bed an hour after she does. It's the worst feeling ever.
The only thing I hate about timing of when the sun goes up, comes up and down, is when I'm going to work and the sun's coming up.
Oh, so and you're traveling into the sun, I'm guessing?
I'm usually traveling into the sun.
We're heading off into the sunrise.
It's also that innate factor of, am I late? Which, for the past 3 days, I've clocked in at exactly the time to be at work.
Oh my god, Max. You're pushing your luck there.
Yeah, I know. And I'm still surprised that she hasn't come up and gave me my 3 day suspension for attendance. I don't know. What else is new? Nick, do you have anything to want to talk about?
No, not really.
As I say, it might be a short week.
Yeah, a very short week when we start off the podcast. Of the way. Oh, got a phone call. Which I still like putting in the random phone call coming in. I don't know if you, from the last time you had a phone call.
No, I didn't get to listen to last week's.
No, the last time you had a phone call. Oh, well, you had a phone call on the podcast, and I just swapped in. I cut it out what you the phone call conversation, but I put in a little tidbit of "It's your mommy calling," pick up the phone. Actually, I forgot what I put in. I think it was one of the contenders. Oh, it was the press one, press zero, hang up and dial again.
Oh, the mental health hotline.
Yeah, that one was.
Well, since we actually have a guest, let's involve him. Hey, Nick.
What?
How did you get introduced to magic?
Okay. So I was at a residential treatment center. I started playing because other people were just playing, and I thought it looked cool. Just kind of wanted to fit in, I guess, with most of it. And then ever since, like, this was like 3 or 4 years. No, this was like 5 years ago that I was there, and it just stayed with me ever since.
Okay. What keeps you playing? Just how it changes?
Oh, yeah, it changes. There's a fun storyline. It's, like, really entertaining just to see how, like, different things will work out.
Okay,
and
so
also, it's just something to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I bet most of your friends play the game.
Well, yeah, that helps. Yeah. But it's just a really good game, and there's so many things that you can do with it.
We're not interviewing you for your rating on Magic. We're just
know.
Interviewing why you play Magic.
Honestly, no, I'm just saying, it's a good game. It's really the only game I was put down anything just to go do.
That's what I forgot to grab.
What?
Deck of Thieves.
Oh, you fucker. That's it, turn around. Longer podcast. Yeah.
Nah.
No, my cousin sent me up a game that one of her friends created. And, like, three or four months after the game was published, he passed away from cancer.
Aww.
Well, last week, Sunday, was it, Max?
Yeah.
Last week, Sunday, Max and I broke it out and learned to play it. And it's actually a fun game. And one-on-one, I think it's a little unbalanced.
It's very weird, because the first person to win is the one that loses. Hmm? That's kind of how I look at it.
No.
Like, the first person to actually gain a board state loses the game.
No, not in heads up.
Yeah.
Because both times I've smashed you.
That's a fair point.
And I think once you get to three or four player, once you win the game, or in the position to win the game, that's when you're going to lose.
What's the name of the game?
Deck of Thieves. There are four different guilds of thieves, and you're trying to steal gold from each other.
Ah.
And there's a couple of interactions that go back and forth.
It's very weird. It's a lot of read the text on the cards. Like, you've played Love Letter, right?
What?
You've at least played one game of Love Letter, right?
No.
We'll have to play it tonight.
Yeah, we'll have to play one game. All the rules is on the cards.
It's not like, what's that one game? It's not like, Flux?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't know why Max has such a hard-on for that game.
I hate the game.
Oh, wait, no.
Chris has a hard-on for that game.
Yes, Chris has the hard-on for it.
Yeah, our residential burn player. If anyone has never played Flux, go grab a D6 and just go with a bunch of friends. The person that rolls a 6 wins the game. And that's you're about playing Flux,
No. If you like Flux, just go play Yahtzee.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
That's all that Flux is.
Well, it's more for the people that don't know what Flux is.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want a taste of the game Flux, go play Yahtzee.
Yeah. Basically, people, the rules constantly change by playing cards. You play a certain amount of cards a turn. Those rules will change constantly. You draw a certain amount of cards a turn. Those rules will change constantly. It is impossible to plan your turns. And number two, it's all completely random. As I said, go grab that D6 and go have fun with your buddies.
Go get Boomba.
Yeah.
My daughter loves that game.
The Boomba?
Yeah. Yeah. I showed it to her once every night. Daddy, can we play the bomb game? Can we play the bomb game? Daddy, can you bring the bomb game with Uncle Brad's?
She's like...
Oh, and I found out who bought everything of the Star Realms from LGG.
Who?
My brother.
Oh.
He bought the mat, all the expansions, and the starter deck in the last Colony Wars.
Okay. Yep.
For $25.
Yep.
For all of it, Max.
How much was it total without
the mat
discount?
By itself was $27.
Oh, okay. So yeah, the store that which we were always real rip on has a couple times where they actually do something good.
Yeah, well, I think they realize their customer base is shrinking. So, but that was last podcast. I don't want to rant again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a taste for dinner, Max?
I'm either in the mood for Mexican food or Chinese food.
I prefer the second.
Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
You have money?
He does.
Oh, okay. Well, you can go to Chopsticks then.
Okay.
It's like $8 and you will get all the food you can eat.
No, actually, speaking of money, I'm surprised that when my check came in today, that my account wasn't still negative. It was actually positive $13.
Oh my god, Max. And you have 2 weeks till your next paycheck?
Yeah. I have my credit card.
Oh my god, Max.
Yeah, I'm playing it real close.
Oh my god. Don't tell me you're going out on Wednesdays still.
I mean, I go out for wings.
Better not be spending any money.
Spend a very low amount.
Don't spend any money you don't have it to spend. You just got a 2 week paycheck and you have $13 left of it.
Yeah.
Time to start pinching pennies, Max.
Well, yeah, I'm already going to either tonight or tomorrow swap my bill, because AT&T just released the no overcharges. They just lower your data rate.
Okay. Well, so if you're gonna swap your plan around,
I'll swap my plan down to like only 5 gigs, and or maybe even only 2, since now they only overage into I think 3G. Mm. So once you're over your whatever limit you set, the switch into 3G, which isn't horrible. Compared to the 4G, it's crap, but it's not horrible, especially when you need to save money. So swapping my bill from the 100 and some it's at to down to only like maybe 20 to 40 bucks.
No, you ain't gonna get a bill that low at AT&T.
I don't know. I think I can.
Because they have all the extra stuff, you will probably still be paying 100 bucks. I mean, still cutting your bill in half is perfectly fine.
Yeah. Because it's still, even 100 bucks, it's still cutting the bill in half. At least we don't have to go across this time.
No, it's an idiot left turner. And a semi-truck going uphill.
Whee!
Oh, I feel so sorry for that truck driver.
Hmm. What else is new? See, we come up with ideas, and we...
No, then they Max get comes up with dumb ideas.
And they get answered very, very quick answers.
I tried to get Aaron to come with, but he's gonna work tomorrow, he says. I mean, when we're up till 1 or 2 o'clock, sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, and you gotta work at 6 a.m. with an hour drive. Kinda makes sense.
Oh, another thing I wanted to bring up. Conspiracy? Now that I've played a couple... Conspiracy 2, now that I've played a couple games...
Okay.
There is no more fun in that game for me.
Why? What is the broken deck for you?
Drafting your cards, adding 2 or 3 of each land, and shuffling it up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I did.
Remember my 4-color deck that I had?
Yeah.
It ended up doing really well until you had the right card to remove everything?
No. You were doing horrible.
I could have played differently and been perfectly fine, and it was a 4-color deck of mishmash cards.
And I...
Guess what Nick did Monday?
Oh, wait. Let me go.
Exactly what I told you.
I did that, and I had like 3 or 4 blue cards, and I only had Opaline Unicorns, and I forgot to put in the blue mana, and I still won.
Playing a 5-color deck with no blue mana. One. As I said, just draft your cards, add a couple of lands, shuffle it up, and play it. Because everyone that had a plan lost that game.
Who was in the pod?
It was...
Me and Max.
Zach, Mark, Nick, and me.
Okay, so no good drafters.
Not the best drafters, but Zach can build a good deck. And even with good drafting, still. Oh, and
hey,
Mark.
Max. How many times have I played Conspiracy?
You've won every time.
No, I have not. I have won 2 out of 3.
Okay.
The first time I played a black-white deck, and if Katie hadn't gotten off to the charge, I would have won. But when Katie starts swinging for 13 every turn and nobody stops her, you can't do anything. The second time I played was the free draft.
Mm-hmm.
And that 8-person pod, nobody knew what the hell they were doing. I got the Dragon Lair Spider, whoa, the 6-5, or the 5-6, no, 6-5 reach, whatever opponents cast a spell, put a 1-1 spider into the battlefield.
Isn't that Griffindahl?
No.
That's the red-green one, right?
Oh. Yeah, it's the red-green. It's like a 6-drop.
Oh. You had it in your pool.
Yeah, I was past it, 5th pick.
Why?
Because I didn't want the card.
But he was in the colors.
Isn't that the one I had, too?
Yeah, that's the one you had. Well, I mean, you drafted every single card you can get, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, I picked that, and it gave me chump blockers for Days. So I just was able to kill everybody.
To let everyone know, Days is down in the format. He means Days is in Days. Bad jokes.
And then the second time that I played that Saturday, when Aaron bought me in, I realized what was going to happen, and somebody let me get a, like, pack 2, pick 8 or 9 overrun.
Wow.
Oh. I know why, too.
Because you cracked it and passed it?
Well, one, it was my original crack, and number 2, I wasn't in green. and I knew I should have not passed it, but I forgot what I drafted, yes. So I can't know what the value.
Yes, because you gave me that overrun, and we got into the Mexican standoff with Paper Towel Boy.
Yep.
And eventually it's like, yeah, I'll just overrun, and I think you were at, like, 10, and he was at 19.
Yep.
But you each had, like, 3 or 4 blockers, and it's like, yeah, I have 67 power with trample. We're trying to figure it out. And we're like, well, or Paper Towel's like, does it have trample? I'm like, do you not know what overrun does? He's like, oh, yeah, I scoop. Yeah. Here you go, Aaron. Here's your rares. Here's your clue card. You owe me.
Speaking of someone buying you in, Mark paid on the, was bought in by the store.
Yeah.
And drafted no rares.
Okay. Jason hasn't explained the rules to him.
Jason has.
Mark just doesn't care.
Mark just did not draft any rares.
He passed me a Platinum Angel.
Yeah, it's not that
well,
good.
Well, I passed you a Platinum Angel, too.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But it's...
I mean, yes.
It won me the game.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Well, not... It, but it helped.
I mean,
a 4-4 flyer, that's how I helped.
4-4 flyer that's going to die to creature removal and artifact removal.
Oh, yeah.
There actually is very low creature removal for Platinum Angel in Conspiracy. I think the only cards that can remove it are... Murder?
Yeah. There's a lot, because there's plenty of combat tricks.
Okay, there is a couple combat tricks that can remove it, but at the same time, the only, like, removal is murder.
Which is very freaking common, considering Logan got 8 of them that first draft.
Yeah. Well, we also had 8 people.
Yeah, but he had 8 of them in pack 1.
Yeah.
His first, like, 6 picks were murder, 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 murder.
Murder.
It was insane. Because he also picked that weight card that makes it butt battle.
Yeah. I unfortunately had to play in that pot.
Yep. I smashed. Oh no. I got smashed by Katie on that one after killing 2 people.
Oh, trust me. From now on, I will never pass a Jiren Homunculus.
Oh, yeah. With weight advantage.
Well, even with the chance of someone to have weight advantage, number 2, Jiren Homunculus, not a bad card, and it's common.
I just want to get foils. Have you seen Jiren Homunculus?
Nick? I can't remember what it does, but I know what
he doesn't really
it's
know.
That little guy walking through the crowd flicking people off.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't also know much about the set of why that card is so good. Because, no. Again, he's been in his group home, so he's not been open to the internet.
It's just a little guy flicking people off. That's why I like him.
Well, I see on the card, yeah. It's hilarious.
One of the other nice things was he makes you attack an opponent's creature. You make one of your opponent's attacks creature. One of your opponent's creatures attack another player. That's another reason why he's good. Let alone being a 2-mana 0/4.
Yeah. He's a wall. Unless you get weight advantage, then he's a beater.
Yep. That was probably one of the things that design probably could have done with Jiren Homunculus is give that thing Defender.
No, because then it would have made the weight advantage deck pointless.
Yeah.
Because that's its beater.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's had enough going on with the card.
Oh, Max, at the end of that game, I put out, like, what was it, like a 12-12, 11-11, something? 9-9. How much did I hit everybody for? That red burn card?
Gratuitous violence?
Oh no, he did the Subterranean Tremors for 12.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Where someone went and I forgot what the flicker card is. I don't remember what it was, but when it enters, exile target thing until you lose Monarch.
Oh.
So he's just like, exile the 8/8.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? What?
Well, it was still good. That would have pretty much everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can just yell at him to calm the frick down.
Eli, I messaged him today, right after I talked with you on the message. I'm like, Eli, I need Gitaxian Probes. Play set, now. About an hour later, I get up my lunch. He's like, yeah, I got a spare set. I'll bring him. I also got colored foil planes. Yes! I haven't trained well.
Well, I was going to say, I thought Eli was building up Reanimator. Doesn't he need that card?
No, Reanimator does not.
Oh, okay.
They'd rather play Thoughtseize, Duress.
Okay.
Others. They'd rather actually remove the card alongside.
Yeah.
They don't need the draw spell.
No.
Wow, Nick's actually got a lot of decks to play against tonight.
And then tomorrow night, my niece Skylar is spending the night at her grandparents.
Okay.
She asked if I go out for Pogo to call her.
Okay.
Because she needs to stock up. And I said, well, if it's nice, maybe we'll go over to Kenosha. Do you Pogo, Nick?
What's that? Like Pogo Stick?
Pokemon Go.
No.
Oh.
Doesn't have a phone that'll support
no.
it.
No, okay.
I'll show you my phone once we get there.
You remember that SCG's phone that flips to the side and shows the keyboard? Where it's like it's a normal phone like this, and you slide it. That's what he's got.
No, I get it. Did you drop it at my house?
No.
So I hatched those 10K eggs at the zoo on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Like 1,200 Magmar and 1,100 Electrobus.
Okay. You're also a lot higher level, so that's not very uncommon.
Yeah, it sucked balls. Damn it, I already have dozens of these.
I still hate that my Jolteon turned out to be a bad evolution.
Yeah.
It's at its max level from... It's at its max...
CP?
CP at my level at 975, which is horrible.
So I have 6 Vaporeons because I keep evolving trying to get another Jolteon.
Oh.
And all I can evolve is Vaporeons.
Well, that's unlucky.
It's kind of annoying, but it was really nice because for some reason everybody up at the zoo was just loading fire Pokemon into the gyms.
Oh.
There was like a 2800 Arcanine in one. My wife's like, you can take it. I'm like, I got a 1500 Vaporeon. I'm going to smoke it.
That is probably just her area too. They may have more fire types spawning in their areas.
Oh my god, it was insane. Because I didn't keep any gyms. All I did was just knock people out of them.
Oh, okay.
People would load back up and knock them right out. Because you get more experience. There's no reason to hold the gyms. Because there were just too many people who would be bam, 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 hitting your gyms. So, screw it. Oop, ground gear.
So, I don't know, everyone. We're here at the shop.
Yeah.
Contact Bob at...
You can get a hold of me off to FNM... at Gmail. You can tweet me at off2fnm. My personal Twitter is not so silent Bob, or at not so silent Bob #1.
Contact me at forever and dead. Drop the second E in forever. And Nick has no contact info.
He's just along for the ride.
Yep.
So no. See y'all.
Bye.
Light week.
Can't stop what I'm